Well, an anti-Israel group has hosted a protest for kids. The event was called Kids Excursion for Palestine Solidarity. It was hosted at Sydney University on Friday by a group called Families for Palestine. And the footage is disturbing because it shows kids being encouraged by adults and chanting anti-Israel slogans into megaphones.
On the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
9/6/7/8, Israel is a terrorist state.
9/6/7/8,
you can hide, you're supporting genocide.
How many do you can hide, you're supporting genocide.
You can hear the young voices on the recording, children as young as 5 or 6 saying Israel's a terrorist state and the Prime Minister is supporting genocide. Now, the host of the event is a Macquarie University academic, Randa Abdul Fattah. Her university research project is being funded by an $800,000 Commonwealth grant. The Liberal Senator and Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson is appalled by this. She believes the Minister Jason Clare is missing in action, and she says the Minister should be cancelling the grant immediately. No ifs, no buts. Sarah Henderson, the Shadow Education Minister, is on the line. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Ben, a very good morning to you.
It's appalling when you see kids as young as 5 or 6 being encouraged to say these things that they just wouldn't understand.
It's absolutely appalling. It's indoctrination and it's grossly irresponsible. It makes my blood boil to hear those little voices saying the things that they're saying. They don't know what it means. And yet these horrendous activists are encouraging them to go down this path, which of course encourages and fosters extremism. And it's just appalling. And this academic, Randa Abdul Fattah, has an $837,000 Australian Research Council grant, Ben, from the courtesy of the Australian taxpayer, and that should be cancelled. The Australian taxpayer should not be funding her hatred, her hate speech and her activism.
You've written to the minister saying, I ask that you intervene and immediately withdraw this grant. I also request you investigate whether any grant funding should be recovered as a result of non-compliance with the grant conditions. So there are strict rules around these grants, right?
There are indeed. And unfortunately, the Education Minister, Jason Clare, is missing in action. He even directly failed to condemn this kids' excursion, dragging children as young as 5 or 6 to Sydney University to take them to this encampment, putting them at risk. It's absolutely appalling. And of course, Jason Clare has a very high Muslim population, so I think he's more concerned about his own political survival than doing the right thing as the Education Minister, Ben. And frankly, if he cannot take the action to throw the book at universities to combat anti-Semitism, particularly at Melbourne Uni and Sydney Uni, where it is running out of control, then he should resign.
It's always the lowest common denominator, isn't it, when adults drag kids along into a protest because they know that the kids will get the attention, but at the same time, the kids don't get a choice.
Oh, look, it's absolutely terrible. We've seen horrific levels of anti-Semitism at the universities, slogans, protests, these encampments, classroom invasions, Israeli academics being blockaded into rooms or cancelled. But honestly, this is the final straw. And what is Sydney University doing? Why is it allowing this horrific harassment? It must be against the law. Have the police been called? Have students been disciplined? Have they been expelled or suspended? There's all sorts of things that the university should be doing. And frankly, the education minister should be hauling the vice chancellors over the coals for not taking the appropriate action and shutting this down.
We appreciate you joining us to talk about that. On another issue, if I can, tens of thousands of Aussies have taken to the streets to rally against violent men who abuse women over the weekend. Did you join any of those demonstrations?
Look, I didn't, but as you well know, the coalition believes that this issue is well above politics. This is an absolute scourge. We have a very strong record, of course, Ben, when we're in government, but frankly, it is just absolutely unacceptable. 27 women have already been killed this year from gender violence, so we support anything and everything that the government can do to combat this terrible situation.
We appreciate you jumping on the line. We'll see what Jason Clare has to say.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Sarah Henderson, the Shadow Minister for Education.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.